Hi everybody, my name is Dr. Eleanor Carmi and I'm a postdoc researcher at the University of Liverpool in the UK, and I'm working on several data literacy projects, and I also recently published my second book, which is called Media Distortions: Understanding the Power Behind Spam, Noise, and Other Deviant Media. And the reason why I'm saying that is that all of that work has informed this paper, which I'm presenting to you right now, which is called I Refuse, It's Not Working, A Feminist Critique to Digital Consent. And basically in this paper, what I present is a feminist critique to the digital consent mechanism, and I argue that the current system simply doesn't work for us. It's flawed. And basically what I'm showing there is that the online surveillance ad tech industry that funds the web, which means, you know, all the social networks that we're using, games, websites, develop a mechanism that commodifies people. It renders our behavior into data, right? So everything that I'm doing online, that becomes data. That means my preferences, even this device that I'm recording on, my Wi-Fi, all of the things that I'm putting intentionally, but also unintentionally through different kind of surveillance mechanisms, such as web cookies, pixels, fingerprinting, and a lot of others. And what I'm saying with that is that these companies are spying on us and they're rendering us as data and then bidding on us through different kind of mechanisms, mostly through real-time bidding. So what I'm saying is that what we're talking about here is a totally different communication system where our behavior becomes the message. So when I'm talking about digital consent, it's quite strange because usually when I'm giving my consent is about stuff that I'm knowingly producing in a communication that I'm fully aware of what is happening. But what we're talking about in the online surveillance ad tech industry is that our behavior becomes the message between different entities which are talking about us. So that could be Facebook and my device, and that could be a lot of other data brokers. And that changes the power balance between people and these kind of media and data companies. So that's basically what I'm saying, and I'm critiquing this kind of very exploitative mechanism through four key feminist themes. And these are process, embodiment, network, and context. And with that, I'm showing that the digital consent mechanism, basically what it does is that it transfers the responsibility to people and enables and authorizes this kind of exploitative, extractivist market to exist. And at the end of the article, what I'm doing is that I'm showing the kind of the education of what does it mean? How does this, like, when I press okay, or I agree, or I consent, what are the ongoing educational implications to that on people's lives? And what I argue is that there are two main sort of interrelated consequences. One of them is that it narrows what we can do and sort of our autonomy and determination. And the other one, which is linked to that, is what Lena Densig has beautifully phrased as surveillance realism, which means that it becomes really difficult for us to even imagine a different world where these kind of things, you know, this kind of surveillance ad tech industry exists. And we see these kind of debates right now. There's a lot of debate both in the European Union and also in the US, where there's a lot of calls to actually ban surveillance advertising, because a lot of people start to realize that it really harms us. But it harms us not only financially or the kind of through the kind of things that we engage with through, like, you know, disinformation or filter bubbles. In the broader spectrum of things, the broader picture, one of the main issues is that it sort of hinders and it narrows not only what we can do, right? Because what we're offered to do is, you know, either I consent or not, depending on how the mechanism is presented to us. But also what it does, it narrows what we can imagine, what kind of world we can imagine that we can have, but also what we can actually demand from these kind of social media platforms and from our regulators. Can we actually demand a different kind of system that doesn't use us, that doesn't surveil on us, that doesn't spy on us and trades us? And I think that for me is the most important thing in this paper, to show that this whole system is built on a flawed idea of, you know, of the body, of what is allowed and not allowed to do. And it's extremely exploitative through different kind of mechanisms. So I hope that you read the paper. And please, if you have any further question, feel free to email me or tweet me. And I hope that you would like it. So thank you very much and goodbye.